Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Have you ever considered an open relationship? The way that I grew up with the idea of monogamy being the only option, I feel like I'd get too jealous.
I had an open relationship with my ex. That was not a good idea. She was telling me details that I didn't need to know about.
Describe my ideal roommate.
Doesn't care about the house being clean.
No! My ideal roommate is someone that takes out the trash for me.
When do you think I am most in my element?
You like know so many people so well. That, like when you throw like the fan house party and I saw like 150 people going, every person here is here for you. If I threw a party, I have like five people. We playing werewolf.
What are the three most important qualities in a friend?
Loyalty,
openness, and honesty.
Quality time, stuff like the snowboarding trip. I haven't done some shit like this since college.
I'm running late. What's most likely to be my excuse? Welcome back to the Down Bad Show, guys.
Whee!
And today we are introducing our new co-host,
Jasmine Rice Girl.
Cutie pie. And I've assembled these little questions to get to know you a little bit better. Ooh. So the audience here gets to know you a little bit better.
Okay, spicy.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen your takes, your guest appearances so far, but they don't really know you, right? Mm. They know me from just watching me for like 6 years. They know Gabe a little bit from the past year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to do these cards to get to know both of these guys, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And we got different levels. Level one is surface level. Level two is a little bit deeper. And then three is the maximum deepness we're getting.
4 inches?
No, it's technically three inches.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
So in this episode, 3 inches is enough.
Yeah, 3 inches is deep.
For some people, it is.
Up. This is why she's our co-host. Just because you agree on that, you make us feel better.
Facts. Just because, so you could vouch for all the short kings out there.
I'm not. I'm actually not even joking. Like, my fingers are like what, three inches? This looks 3 inches to you?
Yeah.
And they make me every time.
Wow.
So ooh, that is all you need, and I will die on that hill.
That could be a new proven theory. As long as your meat is bigger than her fingers, you're good.
Apparently, yeah.
You're good, right? Because if she's playing with herself with her fingers, that's as deep as she could get.
Mm-hmm.
And most girls, you know, they're like 2.5 inches fingers, like, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm.
So and look, no shame to the big guys, but just insert 3 inches in there.
Yeah.
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 The rest of the is yours.
Yeah.
The first three is hers.
Yeah, y'all can split it.
Yeah.
Go half and half.
Anyways, that being said, I'm going to have you kind of just choose a card, any card.
And while she's choosing the card, make sure you guys listen to us on Spotify. Spotify is the best place in Apple Music.
Huh.
Because that is a platform where it will be released first.
When do you think I am most in my element? What am I doing? Who am I with? I knew you were going to go there.
You're on a date with a Harvard alumni.
Yep, and he's teaching you things that you've never known before. And you guys are just having such deep philosophical conversation. You're learning things. He's referencing articles.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And you're liking it. He's asking you.
Double major in social science.
Oh, my God.
And biology.
And he goes in for the kiss. He's like, no, wait. Can I kiss you?
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. I'm celibate.
Y'all calling me out. You guys know.
No, no, no. For real, when she's in her most element, I think it's like whenever you throw like events and functions, I think you're in your most element because you have like one thing I really noticed is that you like know so many people so well, and that's so hard. So like when you throw like the fan house party and I saw like 150 people going, and then you were saying, "There's damn, I invited too many people." I'm like, "Damn, there." And then when I went to the party, I was like, "Every person here is here for you," and that means like you've like connected with each person like at a level enough to do that. Like if I threw a party, I have like 5 people. We playing werewolf. I get invite like a lot of people, but like just to that reach and like you know all these people are like creators, like they're so busy and whatnot, and then yeah.
Wait, that's so sweet. I think you guys know me so well because I think those are both right. Like it's either I'm hanging out with someone, and I mean that's how I come to know these people, because I'll go out, I'll have these hangouts where we get really deep, we talk, we like do things together, and then yeah, and we continue to come back and connect. But I do think I'm in my element just like when I feel like I get to be around other people and I'm laughing, like the pickleball Saturdays, like this, I feel like I'm in my element here right now with you two.
My turn.
No, don't pick level 3, pick level 1.
Oh, whoops. What's one small detail you remember about the first time we met? I already know this answer for Jimmy.
One small detail?
Yeah. What's one small detail you remember about me the first time we met?
You were really into Euphoria. I remember you ended up back in my apartment and you put on Euphoria and made me watch it.
Oh yeah,
and just and like at the back of my head, I'm like, yo, I kind of don't want to sit here and watch it with you.
That's crazy.
But I just remember, I'm like, damn, this guy really likes Euphoria, I guess.
It was, but I think that's when I was in my like cinematography era, and then I was like learning, you know, I didn't know if I wanted to do YouTube or like you know actual film stuff. Yeah. So Euphoria, the way it was shot was like crazy good.
That's a small detail. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember you telling me that. About how annoyed you were. So I was like, word.
I told you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How about you?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the first time we met was when I did the very first podcast with Jimmy about the 4-inch movement.
What, that was the first one?
I think, yeah, and that was like close to a year ago.
Yeah, that was the first time, yeah.
I mean, so I came over and I remember, like being like, whoa, what's going on? And then I just remember you being really like sweet and like, just like helpful, like letting me know what to do, where to go, and like, and then I remember, yeah, like meeting your dog too, and you were just like such a like dog dad.
Yeah,
that it was cute. Yeah, it's like a caring person.
Yeah, from your perspective, I feel like this question is more aimed towards you, but okay. From your perspective, describe my ideal roommate. Who could I never live with?
I think your ideal roommate is someone that's like, that doesn't care about the house being clean.
No! My ideal roommate is someone that takes out the trash for me.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, your ideal roommate is like a wife. You need someone to just...
A stay-at-home wife.
You need someone to just fill in all the blanks, take out all the trash, clean after you, and not be too noisy. Still come out every now and then. What else? Work for you, most importantly. Edit. Film. Mm-hmm. Cater to your needs. And probably sleep with you. So yeah, wife. What do you think Jimmy's ideal roommate is?
I can't argue with that. That checks it all.
That one takes a cake.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah, start.
I guess I'll just add like that the roommate gives you peace. Like they're not a person that's gonna like cause problems for
right,
you.
Right,
like
right.
Always bringing up like, oh, you didn't like naggy. Like,
yeah. Definitely no.
Gives
no
you space. Naggy. Okay, wild card. Both players. Oh, the three of us. Draw their best idea for matching tattoos. 30 seconds, share. So if all of us got a matching tattoo, what would it be?
Well, me and Jimmy already have a matching tattoo.
What? What do you have?
So she could get like the sister one.
Wait, what do you have?
The sister one.
We have like right here. It's in Mandarin and it says, "What is Shundi?"
Yeah.
Which means?
My brother.
What is Shundi? Yeah.
And we got it in Korea. Oh,
you're making that face, but the people are like.
Mm. Yeah, I remember.
Yay.
This is the product for men's skincare. Inside this box, they have really simple instructions. This video was sponsored by T. Chanley. One thing that is very underlooked in attraction is actually your skincare, your face. Your face is the first thing that a girl will see. You want to have the most presentable face possible, and a good skincare routine could help you do it. So personally, I use the Daily Face Wash every single day.
So I'll probably use this right after the gym when I take my shower.
Fellas, it's the summertime, so anytime you go out, you want to have the AM SPF. This helps protect you from the sun. Typically, before I go out during the day, a beach day, a day to the mall, I'll put on daily SPF. And then there's the PM moisturizer, something that I would throw on right before going to bed. Super Serum is AM PM firming serum, which helps, you know, delete all the wrinkles on your face. And last but not least, we have the two-time exfoliation scrub. So all the blackheads that you see, all the things that's getting under your skin, this could help remove it.
You guys always ask me, how do you get nice skin? Well, I have a nice little skincare routine I use every day.
It's an uncomplicated skincare routine. What to put on in the morning and what to put on at night. Personal hygiene is just such an important attraction hack for men. This pack, you could get it all today for 30% off and a free gift. So if you guys use my link in the description box or in the pinned comments. So for all my fellas out there who's trying to improve themselves, who wants to be more attractive, who wants to self-improve, I highly recommend you guys use T-Champ. It will do wonders for your self-confidence. They also send you a nice little towel. So thank you, T-Champ. And let's get back to the video.
Yeah, funny thing about that, we wanted to get tattoos, and then we came up with getting matching tattoos there. Aww. And then we came up with the concept, and then after I got mine, I looked at Jimmy, and he had such a questionable face. And I was like, motherfucker, you better go through with this shit. And he was like, I don't know, bro. That's kind of corny. I was like, yeah. I did not sit down for 20 minutes to get a matching tattoo, and you not follow up. I was like, bro, if you do not get this tattoo, I'm pulling a Naruto and I'm crossing a line through it, bro. I'm crossing a line through it, bro.
The funniest thing is, it's a tattoo about like our like friendship, right? So it's like, if it's something more abstract and ambiguous, oh, it's fine if you just got it. But this one is literally betrayal if I don't also get it.
I was literally going to put the line. I was going to go back to the tattoo artist. Can you draw a line through it?
Shering and eyes. He's about to.
Oh. Jesus. So if she were to join, I could see her getting, like, you know, my sister.
I think if I join.
But we could come up with a new one. Yeah.
Or just we could get the fan house tattooed on our that would be cute. Back of our neck or something.
Aww. No, I think we would come up on a new one. I don't want to like go into like this thing that was between you two.
Right, right,
it's a different dynamic, and we should come up with something.
Yeah. So you don't want to come between us?
So what should it be?
What should it be?
What's y'all's favorite anime?
Hunter.
One Piece.
I mean, it could be something anime in general, or it could be something like...
It could be like
Down. No, it could be like, man, maybe it could be like a little microphone. No,
I think it's got to go with like our like horny chemistry. But like a wholesome titties. Yet horny tattoo.
Titties.
Or like, just, you know, some those like really artful looking like nudes almost, like drawings where it's like...
abstract art?
Yeah, it's like it kind of looks like it could be, but it could also be not.
Yeah, you got to show me an example. I'm thinking the first thing that popped into my head was that penis gun that you had.
You want a penis? You want a penis gun?
I think that would be funny. Yeah, we'll get right here. Yeah. I think that would be funny. I've gotten some dumb tattoos, but make those dumb tattoos on like a small part of your body, right?
Yeah, like a soju bottle on your ankle?
I have a soju bottle on the back of my ankle. Right?
It's kinda cute, yeah.
So it's like a his gun would be kind of never mind.
Yeah, how many likes for us to get a matching tattoo?
You want a penis on
that? Would be
body.
Funny though. That's just a joke I could pull up at the family. Oh, not at the family function.
I think it'll be funnier if it's like a tattoo shooting into like a waifu's mouth.
Nah, that's too much.
Or
hentai.
Or maybe someone like Faye Valentine holding a penis gun.
Oh, I'd say
that's
that.
Too much. That's too much. That's too much. I think it's got to be, if it's a joke, it's got to be small, and it's got to be like.
Yeah, it could be like a small, like, you know, like tattoo. Yeah, still of that.
Oh my God, it should be that little sperm you guys left at my house.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. I don't
one.
Want sperm that never rubs off.
This one. That should never come off. I literally keep it on my bag.
I saw it when you asked for your bag earlier. I was like, aw, she kept it.
It could be this.
Yeah, and you know, like if they ask you why you have a sperm on your ankle, look, it's a sign of life.
Exactly. So many,
there's so many like deeper meanings.
That was me. Exactly. Sperm. That was me.
It reminds me of how much like it takes to be alive, right, on this earth.
Like I was once that.
Yeah, I beat out all the rest of the sperm. Yeah. Made it. Yeah.
If I made it this far,
I can keep going.
How farther can I go?
I could make it anywhere.
Boom. See, a sperm makes sense.
Let's do it.
How about three sperms sitting on a table with the Dal Basher logo on the back? And then, like, my sperm has, like, my curly hair. Her sperm has, like, you know, her color.
No, that's a good one, actually.
That's cute. That's cute as fuck.
I like that.
How many likes to get that?
Oh, man. They got to drop 50,000. 10,000.
10,000.
Oh, shit.
10,000 is doable.
I would actually get matching tattoos with you guys. I would be down. Man. A small little cute... funny one.
My turn. I do one, two, or three?
Two.
All right. What part of your job doesn't feel like work? Risen up, girls.
Oh, shit. Is that just for you or for me?
I don't know. I forgot how
I guess the second one you answer, I guess. Did you pull? No, you didn't. That's funny.
What's one thing I've done for you recently that makes you feel loved in a big way?
Well, two things came up. Actually, three things came up for me right away.
3 inches comes to mind.
For me, it was the fact that you got me a Christmas gift. I think that was just really, really thoughtful and sweet. And like, oh, you're thinking of me even when you're like in a different country or something. You're like, hey, I care about my friend and I want to make her happy. And then I think I told you this, but like you inviting me to the ski trip meant a lot because we've known each other for, like a little over a year. Mm-hmm. But it's like you didn't invite your other friends. And so to me, that really spoke to how close we were, that you would include me as a part of this. And I had so much fun. And in a big part, like the third thing there was like, right, I was a little stressed about money and how much this was going to cost because of my family stuff. And you offered to pay for my flight ticket. Yeah. So not only did you invite me to be there, but you wanted me to be there so much that you would help me, you know, even financially. And that is something that's going to stay with me forever. Like, I think that's like a core memory of like how much you love me and care about me.
Oh, I do. I do.
We do love you, Daddy. Nah,
we love you. Okay, so moving on.
No, for real. That's... Yeah, real shit. No, yeah. Real shit, yeah.
Yeah, dab rub after that.
I would do that for all my day ones.
I love you so much.
But I will. Don't clip that. Anyways, Gabe, what about you?
What was the question again?
What's one thing I've done for you recently that made you feel very loved?
Sharing your snacks with me at the house. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because I
you've been taking so much of my shit recently. Oh, and every single time, without ease, without even like giving you a hard time, I'm like, yeah, go for it, bro.
Yeah, sometimes I take them and I don't even ask, and then you don't even question like why there's a lower supply. I'm like, damn, he loves me so much. He probably know I'm taking those shits.
Excuse
me.
Now,
what's an Ashwa?
Yeah, how much have you taken that you haven't told me about?
The actual one. I think it's whenever you give me like advice on like my personal content on YouTube. Yeah. Cause that just means a lot to me. And then like, I know you have like so much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then, it's cute.
I think one day it's like, you know, you're not going to be caged forever. Right. I want you to blossom into your own.
So you think I'm in a cage?
Okay. Well, hold on.
You mentally put me in a cage.
Hold on. That didn't come out right. Huh? Let's go with another metaphor.
Am I
now.
No.
What's a good
metaphor? Jimmy's just invested in your growth. He just wants to, you know, see you continue going up.
Oh, so now I'm like in a test tube, floating in bubbles. I'm an experiment.
No.
Man, this game going south.
You're crazy. You're
what
crazy.
Is the name of this game?
You are toxic.
Yeah,
we're really not strangers.
You are super toxic.
You're trying to make Jimmy a bad guy for no reason.
Yeah, no, I love Jimmy.
No.
Yeah, pick a third one. Pick a third one.
What do you wish I could see in myself that you see in me?
Ooh, wait, hold on. What do you wish I could see?
A dick.
It's like an inception.
A calm exact 4 inches.
What do you
on
wish?
On the dot. A consent. 4 inches of consent.
That you can't see in yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
I
like that. Wow. That's a good question.
This is deep.
This is really deep. Mm.
This might be 6 inches. This might be super deep.
Damn.
I would probably say like a someone like the guy you're seeing, but just like continuing throughout. Because I know you've had your fair share of guys that don't, you know, give you the respect you deserve. And I love that, you know, you're still going for it and you're still doing it.
Mm.
But I don't know if you, like, had a point where you thought, you know, if you were questioning if you could get, you know, a good man at any level.
No.
Which is like, you know. But, you know, if you ever had the doubt, just, you know, erase that. Because I think you
aww.
Do deserve that.
Aw. Yeah, no, I think I always believe in love. I always believe in, like, the beautiful things in life, even when, yeah, for every, I don't know, like, I think for every person in this world is going to experience more heartbreaks than they will, like the one true love. That's just how the math mm-hmm. works out. But I think I'm not afraid to, like, fall and go back every time.
Mm-hmm.
That said, though, sometimes when it doesn't work out, I think it makes me insecure about myself. Like, I'm like, I have done something wrong. Like, if mm-hmm. I were prettier, or if I were easier to be with, or if I were, you know, this or that, or like a different person, then maybe they would have loved me and maybe they would have stayed with me. But I work on that to be like, no, it's because, like, it's not that I need to change who I am because I'm a good person, and it's that they weren't the right person for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, well, to add on to that, this is going to be like super specific. Because I remember you tweeted something about this. So, and you'll probably remember what tweet I'm talking about, is that, you know, I see that this year, around Christmas time, you are walking down New York City, seeing the snow, seeing the Rockefeller Center, seeing the Christmas lights, and you're holding hands with the guy that you love.
And then back at home, you got to the point where your family's taken care of. So you have the freedom to, you know, go out and be a simp. Because, you know,
right.
you know everything
without
back
worrying
home,
in the back of your head.
Yeah. This is your year.
That's a good one. That would be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, everything I do, there's always that thing in the back where it's like, is my family doing okay?
Mm.
I pick a 3. All right.
Yeah, 3s are scary.
This is a funny one. Thank you for being understanding of my blank.
Wait, what?
Thank you for being understanding of my blank. Like, of my pettiness. Of my... Like a trait that, you know, isn't the best trait, but you appreciate it and you look over it.
You know what I'm very understanding of? It's almost to the last point. That you want to be your own self one day. You want to be your own YouTuber. You want to be your own...
Mm.
Just boss. You want to make money for yourself. You want to have fans for yourself.
Mm.
You know, and I'm very understanding of that. Mm. Even though at first you were just a cameraman that like just shot videos for me, but like I think over the years, I've come to understand that your dreams are super valid, and you're gonna get them and you're gonna achieve them, and I'm here to support that.
Oh.
Even though in the beginning I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, why he still got hopes and admiration.
Oh my god, it's kinda fucking up my dream. Like, yo, just help me film and edit, bro. Damn. I gotta find another guy. Oh,
thank you for understanding that I can't be in this cage forever.
I think for me, I don't know, Gabe, genuinely everything, like all the qualities that I learn about you, I think are such great qualities just in a human being. Like, I think you're so genuine and like funny and kind. And the only memory I can think of is, and kind of what we talked about with like, you know, icks or red flags, is like, maybe you're not so immediately like vulnerable or trusting. Mm-hmm. And I right, do you remember this where like there was, I think it was at this past Halloween party where we ended up like hanging out and we were right like we're fucked up and you were like, honestly, Jasmine, like I didn't really know if you like fucked with me, like if you were like my friend or not. Do you remember saying that? And I was so surprised. I was like, why would you think that? Like, I've always liked you. Like, you're literally in my close friends, which like people are cutting each other to like be part of. and I'm like, I have you there because I trust you. And and you mean a lot to me. And I think I was almost, it wasn't that I was like hurt or offended that like you weren't sure about our friendship or like felt the same way. But I think I understand that like for other people, it's like slower to build up trust and like friendship. But that's the one thing that I remember came up for me. And I was just like, no, that means I should do better as a friend to make Gabe feel safe with me.
No. Oh. Yeah, I think that was when I got removed from the close friends list. And Jimmy brought up a close friend story. I was like, oh, I didn't see that. Let me go look.
He didn't make the cut.
I was like, But I understood it, you know, because we weren't like close.
Right. Yeah, and it was just like straight up this Hunger Games time where I was like cutting down my list to like 50 people or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't get mad about it. I think I brought it up like in a joking way. I was like, oh, I see we're not friends no more.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I knew like, you know, I knew that I didn't like deserve a spot in there. Aww. I was just like, oh, okay, I'm in here.
No, you're in there for life now. You have to see my stupid shit.
Oh, I do.
You don't see it. You're texting it to us.
You guys have made it to the next list. That's like, it's like beyond the close friends. It's like, there's like a thing that happens now and I will text like maybe 5 people specifically. Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, now we get all the updates. We in the close.
Y'all got my lingerie pics. I'm like sending pictures to. I'm trying to send hot pictures to a guy, and I text these motherfuckers. I'm like, guys, can you give me advice? Like, is this a good?
We are super gay best friends. Bro. We are flamboyant gay best friends. Oh my god, girl, you look fucking slay.
Oh my god, no, you should get this one from Sephora. I saw the other day.
And then Gabe's sending my picture back to me. Edit it. He's like,
yeah, then put some clothes on.
He's like, you should say this.
Why are you slutting yourself out for this man? Yeah. Oh my god.
Have some respect.
Save this for marriage.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Let's see. What inside joke of ours will never... Is this number 3? Yeah, it's number 3. What inside joke of ours will never stop being funny?
Please put your pretty pink poignant...
Yeah.
Promiscuous... problematic...
poignant... promiscuously... perpendicular...
popping...
so
I think that one and the woman and the men stuff, the stories we were doing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That all men do, all women do. Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah. For some context, on the ski trip, like right before the podcast, we were just like practicing our just like pre-film ritual, and we started doing like tongue twisters.
You gotta give the context. We Under the Influence was yelling at us. They were like, you guys need to be wholesome for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So okay. we started doing this thing where we were trying to get out all the bad words from our mouth. Right. And we're like, penis, 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 pussy, 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 pussy. And then we started coming up with tongue twisters. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. And it became...
Pretty please put your pretty pink my pretty pink pickles...
Pickled.
Poignant. You gotta remember poignant.
That's
poignant.
My favorite one.
Precious. But problematic.
Yeah, precious. Please put your precious pink. No, penis.
You guys comment down a good like a good trick where like, you know, like she shells down by the seashore.
Right.
But we would like make one where it's like, please put your like blankness in my pussy, and then like just adding p words to it.
Yeah.
There you go. Put the best ones in the comments.
Put your platonic. yeah, that's never gonna stop being funny.
Problematic. Perpendicular.
Your problematic penis.
Parallel.
Oh man, this is an inside joke, right? The question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I think ours was like,
life like this, sure is great.
There's that way. Yeah. Oh man, ever since recently this year, we've been going on vacation. This is meme with like Jack Harlow and Drewski, and then they're like, you know, like in suits and like cheering and stuff. And then when we did the double date with the two girls at ABN, I would just keep saying, looking at Jimmy, I'm like, life like this sure is great, huh? And I just keep saying it, and then until he followed up with the response. And then we did a shit ton in Thailand.
Aww.
Yeah, but it'd be points where it would just like,
I would overuse it.
Yeah, overuse it. Like we get a upgrade Uber. We're just, oh, life like this sure is great.
It sure is, right?
Oh, we get a really nice dessert, man. Life like this sure is great, huh?
Man, I played a clip.
That's
for
cute
it.
Though. That's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Another one is like, you know, you're like, I put my bros right here. I don't know if I want to finish it. They need all the context.
It's a joke.
We would have inside jokes about putting like hoes over our bros, because obviously we put the bros over it, you know,
right.
hoes.
Right.
Yeah. But then like, I remember Jimmy. I think way back he's going on a date, and I was like, oh, but we have plans, bro. You gonna leave me like that? And obviously, you know.
And I just doubled down. I'm like,
he doubled down on the joke.
I'll put you guys right here, yeah. and I'll put my hoes right up here.
And I was like, oh. And it just became a running joke. So whenever, like, let's say Jimmy asked me if we could film or something or do something, and I got a date, and then like, oh, I see. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'll put my bros right here and my hoes right here.
That was a funny one. That's a good one. This is part two of the same podcast where we get to know our co-hosts and our friends and our inner circle a little bit more. Yeah, so I want to talk about just kind of give the backstory of how we did a last podcast, right? But I don't think we did it for me and you and likewise, right? So, yeah, I guess now is time to give some backstory on how we all met. Rosie. How do we know each other? How do we know each other?
I'm trying to remember how our friendship started, like, progress. Okay, I know we met at your Halloween party.
Yes.
So
this is 2 years ago.
Yeah, so this was, like, one of my first times in L.A., I think I had just moved to LA actually, or like about to. And yeah, so it was October 2021. And Jimmy hosted this like Halloween party, like the Squid Game themed Halloween party. It was like my first party in LA actually. It was this like big warehouse party. Yeah. I actually made so many like good friends there. It was like lit ass party. I got so drunk. I threw up in the bathroom.
That's what I slipped on.
Why are you in the women's bathroom?
You didn't have to go. You didn't have to think that much. Oh
no, it's fine. It's a unisex bathroom.
No, unisex. So Jimmy and I had met briefly there, but then do you remember we hopped on like a random FaceTime?
We did.
After that, I remember. Yeah, I feel like someone. Somehow we ended up FaceTiming each other.
Oh, Phil FaceTimed me, and then he was at your house, and then
he threw you on
the phone.
That's right. Okay. I'm trying to make this. So what happened was, I was throwing up. I got so drunk, and I was trying to call myself an Uber, but people didn't want me to like leave on an Uber alone because I was like gone. And so Philip ended up taking me home. So he took me home and then we ended up becoming friends, and he like brought me soup because I was so hungover the next day. And yeah, while he was there, he FaceTimed you or you FaceTimed him or something like that. And then I was like, oh yeah, hey Jimmy, like thanks for the party.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I ended up giving you a little tour of my house.
You did. And what then, was it? Was this at like the Venice
house? Yeah, so that was the first time we had like a little conversation. Shit. And I'm not sure when did we start talking though.
I actually saw your tweets even before that.
Yeah.
I've seen your super horny tweets and how you were advocate of the four inch movement.
That's right.
And I was like, yo, she's speaking to my soul right
now. Right.
And I was like, huh. And I think I just kind of like left it be, and then just fast forward like, because I think I saw your tweets like back in 2020.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
And then I was like, man, it would be great to just have a conversation and like have her in a video. Mm. And then I guess I must have manifested that shit because boom, fast forward, to Halloween. You came through to my party. Mm-hmm. But we didn't really start being friends until you came on the Down Matchup.
I think, yeah, because that's when I met Gabe.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we got on, talked about how 4 inches is awesome.
Yep.
And is enough. Yep. More than enough, yep. Really. And then we started, we had dinner, I guess, and then became closer friends. And then you guys ended up being homeless, staying at my house for a little bit.
That was right after EDC. That was right after EDC last year, and we were in between apartments. Basically, like, long story short, one of the apartments that we signed the lease to.
Fuck the Dylan.
They fucked us over. They fucked us over. We had all our stuff in a fucking... In two trucks ready to move in, and they were like, sir, we actually did not, we're gonna deny your application. And
that's
then,
fucking crazy.
And then next thing you know, we put that shit in a warehouse, and we're homeless because we still have to keep going apartment hunting while living somewhere. So thank you for opening up your home to us. And yeah, that house was great. I'll be honest, I
remember
in your house.
You guys left me a little sperm.
I did.
Or was that my new?
Two different.
Yeah, no,
two different sperm.
That's an inside joke. They don't get that.
No, it's like a little pin in the shape of a sperm.
Right.
Not a sperm.
I thought Joe fucked in her like in her bed and like left a little cum sitting there.
I'm like, I still fucked in her bed. Yeah. But I made sure I can't be.
I washed those sheets. I washed.
Yeah, there we go.
No, it wasn't like I came up with a magnifying glass. Like, where is
it? There it is.
I will preserve this.
I need a clone Jimmy in the future.
No. Yeah. But so thank you. It was a great. I was also curious to see, like, I wonder if she has like cameras in here and she watched over.
We do have cameras.
Oh my god.
Not in the bedrooms though. Okay. But if you did anything on the dining table.
But you never watched over footage, right? Okay. Oof.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we stay there for what, like two, three?
Yeah. Two and a half weeks.
2.5 weeks for a while, and I think we like slowly bonded around that time, and you were inviting me more to like fan house events, parties.
Yeah, that's right. And I think like you became a creator, got involved with fan house more.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is just more stuff happening.
Yeah. What was your first like impression of me?
Well, I vaguely knew that you were a YouTuber. Like I've seen, I think I literally saw your Squid Game like video.
Right. Yeah.
So I vaguely was like, okay, he's a creator, he's cool. And then I think the fact that you were hosting the party, which I had a great time at, like gave me a really positive impression of you. I'm like, he throws down, you know, like fun guy. And then, I actually think, I do remember you telling me that you had seen your tweets before. Okay. And like, I saw that you had followed me and like, and I think I really like it when people like, when it seems like someone... like appreciates my content or like appreciates me for who I am, right? Yeah. Like I don't feel like judged by someone, but instead I felt like that bonded us because I'm like, oh, well, if he like sees like my like out of pocket self and like still wants to be friends with me, then he's like gonna
Really? Is that
like,
hard?
What?
Is that hard or like you think most people that would see your stuff wouldn't?
I mean,
just get you.
Or no, there's some people I could see are a little bit on the wholesome side of shit, and that could see that could be a little off-putting, especially like after this Japan trip reformed my shit. Like I could see how some people, yeah, bro. Like sometimes I'll be out of pocket, and then Tiff will be like, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like slowly, you know, I'm like, oh, there's also you know this side of the the universe where people are a little bit more conservative, and that's
okay too. But I think we're like I get along most with people that are also very open-minded that are also like chill and funny, so I was like, oh, he's like my people, you
right,
know.
Yeah.
Your so peoples. I think that like that's how we started becoming close.
What was your first impression of me?
I think I just remember you being funny because I had met you for the first time and you were helping with like filming and stuff like that, but you'd always like make funny comments like add-ons that just make me laugh. And like, listen, if you make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything. So
not true.
not true.
You can't get her social. I tried.
Well, you can make me do anything. And thus we became best friends. We became the bestest of friends.
Yeah. I only made you do one thing, is be my friend.
Yeah. And yeah. Well, Lynn, what was your first impression of me? Aside from the fact that I'm such a forgetful person.
No, you're not. No, you were forgetting me. I was remembering you every time.
Right. I was forgetful. I'm such a forgetful. Like, what was your first impression?
No, I didn't mind. It's just like, I feel like, especially in my industry, I feel like I see faces all the time. So it's just automatic to introduce yourself to somebody. Right. And then their name is like in one ear and out the other, you know? So
I would have more respect for like a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker that came from the same.
Well, you didn't.
You know?
No, I did.
Multiple times.
I remember she had
I
remember she had a 917 number, bro. Like, I remember. I was like, it's rare to see another New Yorker that, like, kind of have the same, like, lingo.
Yeah. It was faint, but it was there. No, but I've seen, I remember, like, first thought it was your tolerant person.
What?
Yeah, everybody says that.
Person. Yeah.
Everybody says that. They think you like 5'4".
Have you seen like some of the podcast stuff or some of my videos before?
I saw some of your YouTube videos before. So when I saw you, I was like, oh shit, that's him. He's here. What kind of party am I at? Because I think we're
talking. Am I at a 4-star party right now? Oh, what are the titties?
Who's getting their dick sucked?
Because Wu-Tok's parties were like the first LA parties I've ever been to.
Right.
And so like I walked up and I started seeing all these familiar faces and I was like, bro, I feel like I just walked into the red carpet right now. And then I saw you. I was like, oh shit, I know people here. And so I was like, okay, let me make a nice enough impression. So hopefully, you know, like we can be friends. Right. But yeah, you were very cool. You were very easy to talk to. All of you guys were really easy to talk to. Very welcoming. I feel like I really appreciate that in people. I don't like people when they feel like they're so exclusive and you need to hit off like XYZ check marks to be able to have a conversation with me, which is cool. Like, have your standards, you know, but also it's just, you don't need to do all of that. So you guys, all of you guys were very open.
What was that Wu-Tok party? Did I forget it?
I went to his birthday. His birthday was his first one.
And not gonna lie, I was not there. I remember that specific party I missed because
we were away.
We were in Hawaii. Yeah. We were supposed to make it, but then
a second one after that.
Fuck.
There was like a post birthday party.
We missed that one too. It was it was like Memorial Day or some shit. We were in fucking Atlanta. I remember we missed both parties. Yeah. Because we had to film and we had obligations. But I do remember that was like a period of time where we were like having like hella FOMO because, you know, there was all of our friends and there was,
Maybe I kept running back to you at that party and saying hi to you at the Halloween party.
No. Who is another Asian guy that looks like me that you kept... You know, saying hi to
nobody, because I wasn't having that conversation. I had that conversation with Eddie and you about the New York thing.
Okay,
that was it.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, we were not at those two parties. Hopefully, they were fine though. But
they were very fun.
Yeah.
So, what was your impression of me?
I think you talked to me the most out of everyone I met for the first
time.
I walked into that situation very nervous, you know. So
you walked into our conversation nervous?
The whole trip very nervous because I was like, oh, I don't know a lot of these people, and I feel like when I'm around bigger personalities, like my insecurities start coming out, and I'll close down. Well, I'll shut down, and I'll just kind of be a bystander and watch. And I feel like you did such a good job at making me feel like welcome and a part of the group. And so I was like, I'm gonna stick to him. No, not that you did it. No,
what?
Dude.
No.
Oh,
she was just fascinated by the ring.
What the fuck? Oh, that is cool. Sorry. No, it's okay.
I'm such an idiot.
What the fuck are you
talking about?
That's okay.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Go on.
No, it's okay.
I love you.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna stick around him because I feel very comfortable around you. And then Rosie, when I met her, I was like, oh my gosh, she's the cutest thing in the world. I was like, she's so pink and sweet and like pink.
And what just comes out of her mouth is just pink pussy.
I wasn't prepared for that. I know. And so like we were on the plane and I was like, oh, Rosie, you know, Rosie's such a cute name too. Like she was so sweet. The way she introduced herself was so sweet. I was like, I wonder what she does. And then the plane started having turbulence. And then there was like the group chat we had, and she was just like, I can't die like this. I haven't had a threesome yet. And I was like, bro, who took this girl's phone and is writing this shit? Like, I was trying to like look back to see if somebody, you guys are playing catch with their phone and like writing shit. Cause it, and it just kept getting worse and worse.
Yes, no, that was me. And I'm actually, in fact, I'm like, Jimmy, give me your phone. Gabe, give me your phone.
I
don't know.
I remember that. I think you were like, Gabe, come to the front. We gotta have this threesome right now. You two were sitting next to each other. I was all in the back.
And so I was just like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then like, I still wasn't all. I was like, no, that definitely wasn't her who wrote that. Until we went to go eat. And we finished eating, and then you and Rosie were outside of the restaurant taking pictures on your phone, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember, I was watching from inside, and Rosie just got down on her knees and was like, I was like, what the fuck? And she's the one who sent them. That was her.
Disclaimer, I was not actually sucking dick. I was straight up making that movement.
Yeah. No, you were.
Yeah. Then why did I come? Then why did I come?
We were outside the restaurant.
Oh my god, bro. I just remember like...
I think what it was you were filming something and you like... Like panned it to me, like Rosie, say hi, and that's just my go-to move. Yeah, like someone's like, "Yeah, you got the hair on." I'm like, "What do I do with my hands?" It's just the first thing I go to.
Oh, what do I do with my hands?
You know, in like fucking like the Full House opening.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, everywhere is a hot. No, that's what do you think everybody's like introduction would be for that?
Everybody's intro.
What's yours?
Huh?
What's yours?
Oh, shit, I guess I'm looking. I guess I'm peeling it back.
Oh,
my
God. Okay. Okay.
It's only right.
Okay.
It's only right. I gotta help him find it too.
Oh, all right, Lynn. What's your intro?
I don't know. I need like a sharing intro with somebody.
Yeah, no, you guys gotta have a sharing moment.
Oh, we can share an intro. Yeah. No, my intro, I'm just suplexing Lynn. I'm gonna put her down.
Oh my god,
oh,
guys.
Yeah, she dies.
Oh, good.
What do you think a Wu-Tang's intro would be?
No. They're a whole nother. No,
they're a whole nother.
They're a whole nother show.
We only talk about the number one podcast.
Yeah. In the world. Intro has ended. All right.
They don't get an intro. They only have outros.
They have like an intro card. All right. We have a full intro.
Yeah.
All right. Anywho.
Wait. I'm curious. Your first impressions of us, you guys.
What? Why?
Gabe's afraid of being vulnerable.
I think my first impression of Lynn, it was the New Yorkness. It was like, oh, yo, she from the same hood as me. But at the same time, I was like, I don't think I recognized the tattoos until like later on in the night.
My costume was very blinding.
Yeah. So I was just like, nah, she's cool. She's like, you know, from the same hood. It's just so rare to see a New Yorker in LA and from the same area, no less, from like, you know, Fresh Meadows. Mm. So I was like, that's dope. I want to invite her out to more events. And then, I think that was it. I was also, mind you, like I was super, super drunk too. So it was a little like hazy, but I do remember right before you left, I went and got your number.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, hey, before. Put it in.
Put it in.
You say that to a girl like me.
I don't think that's your line.
I'm just kidding. Right? Something like that. That's how it went, right? And then Rosie, my first impression. I mean, yeah, you kind of already knew, like, right? It was the man. She's speaking to my spirit animal. She's speaking to my soul, and for all of these short kings out there, they I mean, keep in mind, I'm not that small. Hold on. Like, I'm not 4 inches. All right. Let the record be known.
Look at but if you cameras. Were.
You're a phony. Are you breaking everybody's hearts? I thought you were with us, Jimmy.
It's yeah. actually why Jimmy and I have never had sex. If you were 4, I'd be into it, but you're not.
Probably, yeah.
You're too big.
Too big. Okay.
A 4 2/4. Too
big.
You know those ads that are like, you know why I should never buy this brand? If you hate being comfortable, don't ever buy this shirt. It's like, if you never want to have a good time, don't have sex with Jimmy.
Damn. Gabe, what was your first impression of Len?
Let me do Rosie first.
Yeah, save the best for last. Come on. Yeah, you're going to go crazy for Lynn.
No, it's just a one-word reply. Cool. Now, Rosie, I remember the first one was on the podcast, and then, I don't know, that was probably one of my favorite podcasts earlier in the beginning. Just because, like, I think you guys matched, like, perfectly as far as, like, for that combo, and it was such, like, a... Because that was, like, very, like, on-brand. That was, like, an on-brand topic before for Jimmy, and then you, like, complimented it very well.
Yeah.
And in the tweets, that was probably, like, funniest shit I've seen, like, from a girl on the internet, so... Yeah. It was definitely pretty funny. Oh. And just the whole, like, you had, like, all your lores, which is, like, entertaining. Like, your Gorilla Grip lore. Your, like, lore. Yeah. Just all that stuff. So, I was like, cool. And then, you know, just very well-rounded, you know, especially in the business space and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She's a treasure chest, for sure.
Yeah. Enough. Lynn.
All right.
Where do I start?
I'm nervous.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in the bathroom.
Psych. Oh, this is a friends only podcast. Oh. All right.
Oh, word.
That's how we get on work.
Pull the plug.
This is why this is.
I'm just letting you know, I'm packing nothing.
That was strategized way before we ever did.
Foreshadowing.
Nice callback. That's a great callback.
Oh my god.
Lynn. I think I first saw you on a UTI's thing. And then I didn't watch a lot of it, but it was just, you seemed very like nice and empathetic. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And then, but I don't like UTI's podcast. Because they're not because they're not the Dow Bash show.
That
was fast. Okay, I love them. But I don't like learning a lot about a person until I meet them, and I felt like I was gonna meet you or something. It was destiny. And then it was a Tahoe, and then you seem cool. Like when I found out you were from New York, and then I actually remembered you. I was like, it was so weird that you were like from hometown. Like you probably live like a mile away from me back at home. And then yeah, just getting to know you, it was cool. It was I had something in mind before. I think your aesthetic is cool, like the tattoos and everything, like how you're dressing. You're very like. Your laugh. Yeah, your laugh was like
aww,
important.
That's sweet. Thank
you. I like people with very like distinct and just like piercing the room laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And then yours is there. You vibe well with the group, even though I was like kind of like first time meeting everybody at once.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciated that. I felt like I was comfortable having very long conversations with everyone, you know, individually, which I feel like puts a lot of pressure on me just in general. Like every time I have to talk to someone when it's not in like a work setting, I'm like, oh, fuck, what the fuck are we gonna talk about? I gotta like keep this going with no awkward silences and everything, but it floats so naturally with you guys. I was really happy to meet you guys. Ooh, yeah.
And
oh damn,
I was keep trying not to flirt. So I wanted to get to know you. Yeah,
I like that. I like the not flirting flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, winning right now. Winning points.
The Rizzless Riz.
The Rizzless Riz.
Oh, you know what's not funny? We did the toe thing, the grips.
What? I forgot about that shit completely. Yeah. I was like, yo, she's mad chill.
Because I was like recording like a mini like vlog for the Tahoe trip.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to upload that stuff. But I remember it was me and Eddie filming. And then I just, I don't know why I did it to her, even though.
You guys,
I just had my
feet?
Toes. Yeah. You know how like toes are like this? And then this is like the big toe. I have like a wide range of my big toe where I could like pinch somebody.
Okay.
So I just, for some reason, we were doing a vlog and I was like, yo, Lynn, you trying to see them dogs? You trying to see my dogs? You trying to see my dog bite? And I just
dog
bit
bite?
Her ankle with my toe.
was so taken back.
But you know what's that funny? She was like that different. She went down trying to grab my toes. I was like, she a mom? She a mom. Aww. And then she started pinching me on her toes.
That's good. Damn, I make a girl feel comfortable, bro. You want to see my dog bite?
Yeah. Ow. That's cute. Gotta let her know I got that dog.
Yeah, wait, am I last to go? Okay. I met Lynn for the first time on ski trip. And I don't think I really formed an opinion of you until when we were in the Airbnb and like sorting out rooms, and we ended up, so we roomed together, we shared this little bunk bed. But I just remember, like, I think both of us were just very like considerate people, like, well, where do you want to sleep? Or like, you can pick, like, you know, whatever works. Like, yeah, like, so same, like, I'm like, she's really chill. But I think particularly like on the podcast too, and when we were hanging out, you're very like caring and also like loving. Like, I think it's like very rare for me to like hang out with someone and it's like they're not afraid to just like be close to you, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know if they like want to be friends, if they want to be, but you're like you're like very like hugging, like you're like letting me lie on your shoulder, you're like rubbing my head, like things like that, where I'm like, oh my god, like it literally feels like a sister already. So that was really sweet.
Aww, I love sharing a room with you.
Yeah, the guys, man, we were dickheads. We were so quick to grab a room. We gave the girls this short end of the stick.
Yeah, we were the last to take a room.
It's because they're the smallest, that's why.
Right. Yeah. That only makes sense.
We did sexy stuff in the room.
We really did.
Oh, I know. That's dope. I saw. Yeah.
Well, we offered the beds.
No, you offered. Wanna... Yo, at the time, true. Oh. I remember Jimmy was like, if that room isn't good, y'all can stay in my room.
With me. In my bed. Yeah.
And I remember Rosie was like, oh, Jimmy, you gonna offer your room? You're so nice. And Jimmy's like, offer? Yeah, I'm staying in the room too, still. I was like, okay, Rizzler.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Let's do one of these.
Let the card games commence.
Wait, you did say you have to go at a certain time, right?
I mean, I can be late for you guys. But yeah, I have an investor dinner.
Okay.
We have 20 minutes left on this.
Okay.
We can speed run it.
Yeah.
We've already been going for 30, so. Should be enough.
All right. So I'm going to be asking the questions here to get to know you guys a little bit better.
Shoot.
This one's a long one. How many people do you think I've slept with? Let's go down the line. Wait, do you guys know my number, actually?
I do, obviously.
You don't know. You know my
name. Go. Lynn, what do you think?
Under 20.
Okay.
33.
33? Okay. Give a specific number. Yeah.
So 27. I said under 20. 17.
I know yours already.
Yeah, okay. What makes you think that's my
Wait, name? With or without me?
No, without you. You know my number.
Oh. I meant like without.
I don't know. You give very, I respect women. I don't... I'm gonna take my time with them, like no one night stands type of vibe. Yeah.
Fair. Hey, you don't even know me that well, so. Yeah. Okay. She's closer.
What made you pick such a high number?
Yeah.
Huh? You think he doesn't respect women or something?
Yeah, I don't.
Whoa. Why the correlation between sleeping with women and not respecting them?
That's that was a bad point.
Like. Are you not respecting the women you sleep with?
No,
all right then.
With the utmost respect. Stop.
I respect them too much.
I don't touch them.
So then you should be having sex with more women if you respect women.
Yeah.
All right, anyways.
That was a me question. Here, you pick one that you want us to.
What are the three most important qualities in a friend?
Oh, that's so wholesome. The three most
loyalty, vulnerability,
laughter,
and
laughter.
Yeah, synergy.
I think a good sense of humor is really important.
That's very important.
Yeah,
just like openness and honesty, and yeah, like loyalty. Like you're gonna be there for each other no matter what.
Right. You guys already took all the good wholesome ones.
You can repeat.
I think.
What if I want them?
Take it.
Quality time.
Okay, Mr. Love Language.
Gift giving. Words of affirmation. genuinely quality time, as in like stuff like the snowboarding trip, right? Mm-hmm, like just like trips. I miss that so much. Mm. When we went on that trip together, I was like, I haven't done some shit like this since college. And just like something like that just makes me feel like, I don't know, just it was such a memorable moment. I think my friend's got a drink. We gotta turn up together. You know, we gotta, I feel like drinking and I guess doing drugs, so it bonds people, you know? Last but not least, let me see. The gifts on Christmas. buy me some shit. No, dead ass. Because now, I like every year, I've committed to like buying people presents on Christmas. So, fucking do that.
I like it. What are gifts that you like? What's like an ideal gift for you?
For me, like usually, Amazon gift cards are cool.
Okay.
No, straight up, like okay. I shop a lot on Amazon. But you know, also, snacks. Mm. I think I asked for a snack.
I like snacks. I always ask for fruit, or I don't ask for fruit, but I like when people bring me fruit or coconut water. There was this one friend who like goes to the gas station a lot because he buys like Backwoods and shit. And every time he would come back, he'd have like coconut water ready for me. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Mm. Or pillows. I really like pillows. Mm. Nice, comfy pillows. All different shapes and sizes.
I'm not just saying that.
Same like, there's like, you know what you can lay? You lie your head down on?
My chest. Safest place on the planet.
That's funny.
Go on.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever considered an open relationship? Why or why not?
Ooh.
Okay, I'll go first this time. I actually did. I had an open relationship with my ex. That was not a good idea. So, yeah, open relationships, don't recommend it, you know, because come to find out, she was telling me details that I didn't need to know about, and then that just made me felt real.
Mm-hmm.
I got cucked or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got cucked?
That's what it felt like when she was telling me. I was like, stop telling me.
Why was she telling you? Like, did you ask?
She just liked telling it.
She liked telling it. I remember
one fine moment you told me, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I just don't recommend open relationships for people. That happened after my relationship, right? That happened while I already developed all these feelings for her, and we should just call it quits, but we were still like, we were still kind of seeing each other. And then she went off and did that. And then I was like, that don't feel good. Yeah. Mm. So would you guys do open relationships?
I've always been curious about it, but I don't think I would do an open relationship unless I like mastered a closed one just because of that. And then I do think it would be fun or cool if like later on in the line, like in the relationship, like it opens, like let's say we have kids. We want to go on vacation. We want to go crazy together, or like, you know, there's like stuff
swinger
like that.
Swinger parties.
Yeah, or swinger parties, or like even before, like I don't know. Just if my partner is as curious as I am, like I'll be down to like do things and like, yeah.
I agree with that. Mm. I feel good. Like I don't think that humans were meant to be monogamous. Yeah. I feel like it's something that is definitely learned and put on you as a child. You know, people are like, oh, you find somebody, you're in a relationship, these are all the no's that you can't do. But you know, think back then when they were in tribes and everything, everyone had sex and took care of everyone. You had kids with everybody, you know. And I feel like that sounds
very comforting and nurturing to me, but the way that I grew up with the idea of monogamy being the only option, I feel like I'd get too jealous. Knowing that the person that I felt very deep feelings for was out having deep feelings with somebody else, you know? It sounds like a learning experience for sure. So I feel like I'd be down to try it one time and just take what I liked and what I didn't like from there and possibly open like a new door to myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people are pushing more towards polyamorous relationships, especially now, because they're so focused on like mental health and what makes them happy. And maybe like, I don't want to get married. Maybe I don't want to have kids. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just want to explore, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that idea is definitely opening up again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that's how we started out. Yeah. I think we're just kind of going back to what feels natural to us. But yeah.
I don't know. Rosie's never talking to another man.
That's true. Oh, do I answer it too?
If you want, yeah.
I think I used to be curious. I mean, my ex and I were like mini open, like making out with people were okay. Mm-hmm. But I think now that I think about it, I mean, I don't know. I think it's like,
How is that okay?
What do you mean?
Like you saw him make out with another girl and be like, oh, this checks out.
Well, how was it? I mean, I told you the story, but when it did happen, it was really bad and I cried. Because it was like at EDC, we were rolling and like he left the whole night and came back with this girl that he made out with. So it was, and then they ended up dating after we broke up, which is a whole thing. Right. But anyways, I think now, I don't know, I think it's like a spectrum for different people. I think some people are more open than others and some people can make it work. But I think it's like, I don't know, a relationship is already so hard as it is. This is actually interesting. And I think if there's any correlation here, but like co-founding relationships, for example, there's actually a graph where like the more co-founders you have, the more likely you are to have co-founder breakups because you're just adding more people into the people figuring out stuff, sharing lives together, like that's a lot of stuff. And imagine like a marriage or a serious relationship, like the more bodies you add to that, I think the more it makes it hard. And we know relationships are hard as it is. So I think kind of on what Gabe said, like figure out a close relationship first. But I also, for me, I think everything I want, I can get from one partner. And I like don't know if I want to be intimate with other people because it might
take... You got lucky.
That's true. But I don't want it. I don't want it to like take away from what we have or like compare. And like, I don't know what you said about humans weren't made for monogamy. I don't know if I agree with that because in some cultures there are a lot of polygamous relationships, but there are like a lot of like animals too that are like monogamous because children are best taken care of when there is like two parents that stay household. That stay with that child, you know, the whole time, and it's like consistent for the child. I don't know, it depends, but
I agree with that. Like penguins and I think lobsters too, they're monogamous, but I think they come lobsters. They're like naturally monogamous, you know, they're born from the womb. I watch a lot of Animal Planet. Okay,
Animal Planet, that's some good stuff. It is, it's so fascinating.
I know. And it's just like they know from the get-go, okay, one person. They don't go dating around. They like lock eyes and like you.
Why do you think they made Happy Feet, bro? I mean, it's just like he had a good two-parent household. Yeah, true.
I don't know about Mr. Krabs, though. He's a crab.
Say shit. Oh, I'm an idiot. Can't talk about animals on this podcast.
This ain't Discovery Channel.
I feel like humans, you know, you have to, you date around and you kind of figure out what you like. It's monogamy, I feel like, is learned. And it's like, that's something you practice and you exercise and you choose to go that route rather than us just being born and being like, okay, I'm going to find one person forever, you know? Mm-hmm. There's that whole pool of like, I'm going to go see what I like from this person and that person. And then hopefully, if you're lucky enough and you run into a person that you love, then you can settle down and be monogamous. And it comes naturally because you're like, I love this person so much. But if you don't find that person, there's so many like wandering thoughts where you're just like, oh, I could try that. Or maybe I should, you know, which leads to cheating and everything. So that's why.
I agree with you. I don't think monogamy should be forced at all. Yeah. And I think it's more, again, like people need to just communicate. Like if there's something that they're missing or want, like how can you figure this in your relationship? Mm-hmm. So like, for example, maybe it's threesomes. Maybe you can go together. Maybe you can, explore things together. And it doesn't have to be, like, I need to see another person in order to, like, fulfill a certain desire. Mm-hmm. But
Well said, well said.
I got four good questions, but we got like
five. Four?
Yeah, just do one of them.
All right, Lynn, what about me intrigued you besides my physical appearance?
Your personality.
What about it?
It's very caring. It's very open. You're very attentive to people. I feel like you remember the small details, you know, which is really hard to find in people. Like, some people, only if they're interested in another person, they're like, oh, okay, I'll try to make a note to remember this about them.
Oh,
this
he is.
About
them.
But I feel like you remember little things about everybody, you know, and it just really shows that you aren't super attentive and caring to just a specific group. It's you're just naturally that way.
That person, yeah. No, I agree. That's
All right, Jimmy. If I'm running late, what's most likely to be my excuse? Actually, I'll save that for us, Rosie. Wait, what's the answer?
Oh, you don't want me to say it right now. The second word is hotel.
Huh? Oh. Okay, that was one. That's not most likely.
Most likely to be your excuse. That's the only time you were really late.
Now I got you. What about my style is undeniably me?
Aw. Oh, your fucking dangly earring.
Word.
Sometimes you have some soju's. Sometimes you have a soju bottle. Sometimes you have a little sword.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I haven't worn soju in a while. Thank you.
I'll do the ghosted question.
Yeah, I was about. Yeah, when's the last time you ghosted someone and why?
I think it was. I think I just recently. I'm like, I'm not gonna reply to this guy anymore. But it's like this one night stand I had that hasn't left my messages. Like every week, just some. Right, and like at first I replied and I'm like, I'm not interested, you know, hey, that was a one, like, we're not friends, like, you know, and I'm trying to be nice too, and I'm like, hey, like, yeah, or I don't know, I'm like, yeah, like, we're friends, but we're not that close, like, we don't need it, like, I'm not interested in hanging out, like, that was a one-time thing, like, let's, but he's like, every time I post him, like, I did a podcast, he'll watch it, then he'll text me about it, he's like, oh my God, I like, and I'm, it's weird. It's weird now. It's like, it's almost like fan behavior now. It's like giving like clingy and obsessive when I've like very clearly been like, and when we hooked up too, I was also very like, this is a one night stand. But a lot of people I've ghosted are like men that I'm like, please stop and respect my boundaries. And they stay there and like, it's like, right. It's like when they're texting, but you can tell they're still trying to slide and like see you again. And it's like gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, that.
Yeah. I got one group question. I don't know. It's kind of off topic for this. But when a girl meets a guy, do you put them in like certain zones when you first meet them? Like just a potential partner or like, I don't know yet? Like on the first date?
Oh, so we're going on a date first. Or it's just or like when you meet
them.
Or
like your first like actual interaction or conversation with them.
I think it would have to be after, I have a conversation. I guess I can. I think like subconsciously I do. I don't have like a book in my head, you know, categorizing them, but I think definitely based on their conversation and their mannerism, it's I'm figuring out how close I'm letting you get to me. Because I feel like if you're very judgmental and if you're very picky and if you like, I don't know, if you're not nice to your waiters or waitresses, and I don't want you being that close to me, even if it's just physical, because I don't appreciate, you know, how you treat other people.
But this is a weird thing I do, but I actually friend zone every guy. That's my initial instinct, is like, I'm just like, I just want to be friends, because I don't know, I've had bad experiences with guys, right? Like they'll do this, they only hang out with you to fuck you. And like, if they can't, they immediately like switch up, like start being like an asshole. And I'm like, I want a guy who's gonna be nice and like a good person, even if he thinks all we're gonna be his friends. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like if he can pass that, like, okay, you're a good person, you'll be a friend to me, then maybe we can explore romance, sex, like whatever. But you have to respect me as a person first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think sometimes I accidentally I actually friend zone myself.
Wait, so what if you put this guy on like the, you know, see if you're compatible friends, if he's giving you respect. Now, how are y'all getting out the friend zone? Are you just expecting him to like shoot a shot and wait, or are you gonna?
I mean, no, sometimes if I'm interested, I make a move to, I'll be like, oh, there's this movie I want to see. Have you seen it yet? Would you like to go see it? Or like, there's this place that I want to try.
Yeah. Depends on how, I feel like depending on how attractive the guy is, on both like a physical level and also like just on a like high quality. Yeah, like if you just if you exhibit high qualities and you know.
And there, Rosie.
We came. Thank you so much for watching the show. Come back for more.
Yes, listen to us on Spotify. Watch our clips on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, everything. And subscribe to our fan house.
True.
Yes, where you can see Rosie's horny tweets. Yes.
And thank you, Lynn, for Jimmy's being a guest on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.